The long distance improviser. There was in the late 70s a revival in free improvisation with people like the guitarist Peter Cusack and his band Alterations. And he said the difference in that band was that they included anything, an instrument, a tape of a bird song, or quotes from any style of music. Nothing was taboo. They used electronic instruments and amplification and set up as they would to play in a rock venue. And it sounded like rock music sometimes. Another band was AMM, the quote, official improvising group, which became something of an institution, whose leader, Eddie Prevost, said, "The idea of concurrent commentary, separate voices speaking at the same time, interweaving and interleaving, but each voice is not individualized. Paradoxically, it may be that the individuality can only exist and develop in a collective context. The music exits and develops through the interchange, the dialogue of musicians. They set and reset the agenda in a continuum. There are two dominant generative themes in our work, eurism and dialogue. We are searching for sounds and for the responses that attach them rather than thinking them up, preparing them and producing them. The search is conducted in the medium of sound, and the musician himself is at the heart of the experiment. We actually used hostile attitudes, such as the criticism, 'It's not jazz,' to help us. We were forced to cut imaginary bonds, and it helped us to recognize our wider cultural and social bearings." And the group, the duo, Han Benink and Misha Mengelberg, is the, quote, longest running of all long-running improvising groups. Misha says, "The term free is meaningless. The sort of improvisation I'm interested in is the sort that everyone does in their lives. Group improvisation takes place according to common points of education, aims, and subjects, and is interesting as far as the material reaches. When there's nothing more to develop, it should stop." The author's band, Company, was a combination of musicians, and the shifting process itself provided the perfect foundation for making this kind of music. There is some very basic idea behind improvisation, and it means getting from A to C where there is no B. It implies a void which has to be filled. Sometimes in improvising circles, that absence is missing. One way of retaining it was to introduce non-improvisers. An improviser having to deal with a non-improviser finds it totally different than having to deal with another improviser. Assumptions have to be dumped. Practices usually taken for granted can no longer be relied upon. The time available, the way of choosing the groups, the musicians invited to his yearly conventions were all designed to remove as far as possible any preconception as to what music might be, to make improvisation a necessity and keep it at the forefront of the activity. Company is about mutual music making and at times demands the sacrifice of individual preferences. It calls for musical generosity, curiosity, and sensitivity, the ability to respond instinctively and constructively to new and unfamiliar situations. There is an intimacy about building music through group improvisation which demands a kind of surrender. Gradually, you keep developing a way of saying less. The more mature musicians really have a sense of that, and the pieces build gradually. It takes maturity and patience. It's a great adventure, a great learning process. Every night, I find things out about myself as well as about the other musicians. Playing improvised music is like writing without a pen. It demands great concentration to hear everything that is happening from other musicians and at the same time to be playing yourself. You also have to be able to remember what has happened the second before and the minute before, and so keep in mind the shape of what's happening, how the piece is being constructed. In music, strangely, the adventurous seems to be a rare commodity. Perhaps it is the quality which is generated or released by improvisation. In a public discussion staged as an adjunct to a series of concerts in 1987, the predominant view to emerge was that there is no such thing as improvisation, or if there is, it is indistinguishable from composition. Further, composition, should there be such a thing, is no different from improvisation. Musical creativity is indivisible. It doesn't matter what you call it, it doesn't matter how you do it. The creation of music transcends method, and essentially the composition-improvisation dichotomy doesn't exist. This kind of generalization often obscures, perhaps by design, more than it reveals. But pushed to its limits, it still can't hide the fundamental difference that separates composition and improvisation. Composition looks to be a very rare strain, heretical in both practice and theory. Improvisation is based on instinct, an essential force in sustaining life. As sources of creativity, they are hardly comparable. Steve Lacy was asked on the spot to describe in 15 seconds the difference between composition and improvisation. He answered, quote, "In 15 seconds, the difference between composition and improvisation is that in composition, you have all the time you want to decide what to say in 15 seconds, while in improvisation, you have 15 seconds." Frederick Rzewski, the one who asked him the question, said, "His answer lasted exactly 15 seconds and is the best formulation of the question I know." The bulk of freely improvised music happens either unpublicized or, at best, under-publicized circumstances. Musician-organized concerts, ad hoc meetings, and private performances. As long as the performing musician wants to be creative, there is likely to be free improvisation, and it won't necessarily indicate a particular style or even presuppose an artistic attitude. As a way of making music, it can serve many ends. In spite of earlier arguments, the difference between free improvisation and idiomatic improvisation is not a fundamental one. Freedom for the improviser is like the ultimate idiomatic expression for the idiomatic improviser. Both players focus more on means than on ends. All improvisation takes place in relation to the known, whether the known is traditional or newly acquired. The only real difference lies in the opportunities in free improvisation to renew or change the known, and so provoke an open-endedness which by definition is not possible in an idiomatic improvisation. This is certainly great enough difference, but in its moment-to-moment practice, the essentials of improvisation are to be found in all improvisation. Its nature is revealed in any one of its many forms. In all its roles and appearances, improvisation can be considered the celebration of the moment. Essentially, music is fleeting. Its reality is its moment of performance. Improvisation has no need of argument and justification. It exists because it meets the creative appetite that is the natural part of being a performing musician, and because it invites complete involvement to a degree otherwise unobtainable in the act of music making.